949-3570.
Two Pentagon police officers sadly shot outside a metro station right in that Pentagon area. The suspect also taken down. We got all the details coming up around the bend on that one. Remember the teenager we told you about whose body was found in California, sadly, Chelsea King. The murder suspect in that one, who shouldn't have been released for a previous crime, was being investigated for a couple of others. Yikes. 911 calls as the debate rages in a lot of states over whether or not they should be released to the public. In other words, well, to the media so that you can hear them. Often they are played on local news stations and radio stations. And here in America Tonight, we've certainly played some 911 calls. In fact, we're going to play the 911 calls that have now been released in that terrible SeaWorld trainer's death. Remember the killer whale. But you might not be able to hear them in the near future. Just depends on the state. Also on this show, since we're always talking heavy politics and things that make our hair stand up straight, I guess, as it were, almost like we have buzz cuts, all of us. I've had that happen to me. Trust me, that effect. If the expression is your hair's on fire, I guess, is the proper way to say that. We're going to swing into some lighter fare because the Oscars are coming up this week, and some of us escape to the movies, right, to forget for a while. So we'll do some Oscar stuff. Plus, what are the movies that are being released this weekend? Alice in Wonderland, Brooklyn's Finest. That looks like a rough cut. And The Secret of the Kells, probably a little kid-oriented, but all that stuff and so much more. And, of course, the raging debate, the one we really care about, where time is tick, 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 ticking away on. That would be health care reform. Does Obama get his way and legislation roll through with reconciliation? Or ultimately, is it stopped? And what truly is the will of the people? Wow. Sounds like a jam-packed 4 fat hours on ATM. Welcome to the show, and I am Kate Delaney, the host of this baby, if you just tuned in coast to coast and everywhere in between. Let's start with the Pentagon deal. I think I was sitting on the couch for a few minutes today and caught the initial shots have been fired at the Pentagon, and I always say I have this reaction. It's like, oh, I just catch my breath and think, please, let's hope nobody is hit in this case. So you have a man who calmly approaches what they would call the gathering area or screening area, really the screening area outside of the Pentagon. And this happens Thursday night where there'll be a lot of people around, and opens fire. Hits two Pentagon police officers. They return the fire, so they critically wound him. It happened, just before 7 o'clock. The man had no emotion whatsoever, they say, on his face. People that recalled him brushing by and just went up and decided that he was going to make a move for his weapon, did, and started shooting. But luckily, the officers immediately, they were a few feet away, he drew the gun, everybody was on alert, and they were able to return fire pretty quickly. So as soon as this happens, the Pentagon is shut down. I mean, it is shut down because that's what you have to do. What's going on here? Who's involved? All that sort of stuff. And the key thing is, because they could neutralize him so quickly, he could have hurt many more people, and he did not. So their response was amazingly on time, on target. They knew exactly what to do, which, of course, they're trained to do. But it's sort of like you can fall asleep at the wheel a little bit when nothing happens. And then it's that one moment that some idiot comes up and he doesn't look harmful. And you're locked in gunfire. And that's what happened. So the Pentagon entrances are locked up, kind of just briefly. I don't know. It's probably about a half an hour or so from what I understand. And you send all three people to George Washington Hospital, both officers and the suspect. Now the question is, okay, so what was this beef? What's the deal? and you've got the Secret Service involved, the FBI involved, and the Pentagon is one of the largest office buildings in the world. And I know you all realize this. You just see pictures of it, and I guess you have to go there to understand it, I think. I mean, you're talking about three times the floor space of the Empire State Building. And more importantly, it's who's inside. We've been there once before, remember, with the plane? So you have 23,000 mix of people between civilian folks and military who work there. And the amount of space that I just mentioned encompasses 17.5 miles, 17.5 miles of quarters. A person can walk between any of the points in that building in no more than 7 minutes. So what do we know? What do we know about this guy? What do we know about the possible motive, any of that kind of stuff? Is he just some lunatic with a gun? Somebody just out venting for no particular reason? Was there an objective here? We don't know at this point. It's so early in the game as to why he made that move and what possibly could be behind it. See, automatically our heads go to terrorism, plants, just a nut, and the FBI is investigating it like a terrorist attack, But were there more people involved in this? And that's the other part of it, because there were rumors that there were more people involved. There were more people. He was sort of the decoy and the first pass, and that there were two others that were supposed to follow. Now, is that just nonsense, or is it true? And this is all that's being flushed out right now at this point. But, well, what a way to, you know, end the day to have this happen at the Pentagon. We'll talk more about some of what is suspected and some of what I've heard coming up later this hour. Also want to throw this at you. You think of these, I see these boats. I've been down to Galveston, and I've never been on a cruise ship to actually go on a cruise, but you see them and they're giant. Some of them are just giant, and you can't imagine that anything could get to them. And you've heard this, right? You had these incredibly high waves in the Mediterranean. Two people were killed and 14 other people were injured on a boat. You don't think of that happening. You had flooded cabins, windows that broke in restaurants. People were screaming, running for their lives. Three massive waves in a row, killing these people and injuring the others. And it happened when they hit rough seas in this, you know, in this huge boat. I mean, just a huge cruise ship. It was called the Cypriot, and it was carrying over 1,300 passengers and 580 crew folks off the coast of northeastern Spain. And the witnesses describe it as just like this wall of water, almost like the Poseidon Adventure. Remember when you saw those waves? I mean, that was a movie, but you saw those giant waves when you were a kid. Maybe you weren't a kid then, but I was. And I was like, whoa, look at that boat, that tiny boat. That's exactly what happened to the folks in Spain. I can't believe more people weren't washed off the deck. Hang with us. We're going to learn how to cook a steak next with Rick Wells.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Went out to dinner. I'm one of those people, I'm a pretty decent cook. I like to think I'm a pretty decent cook, but I like to eat out. I like to get waited on and, you know, enjoy the ambiance and just chill for 5 minutes. So it's weird the hit some restaurants, it's not weird, it's sad that a lot of restaurants have taken some big hits because of the economy, but I understand from some friends in New York who own a restaurant that things are starting to turn around, and they've done some deals and made some pretty good offers and specials to the people. And also, I just talked earlier in the day to a friend who's a brand new restaurateur in Los Angeles. And funny enough, he was a guy who just, you know, he knew how to make some good meals. He was a contractor, and he decided to his whole life he wanted to own a restaurant, and he saved every penny. I mean, just blue collar Dave, and now he's got his own place, and it's going fine. But it's again the deal and the dance with the people in the area is what he tells me. So it's probably different all over the place. And some of you are listening to me in Kentucky and Illinois and Connecticut, so you know what I mean. You have favorite haunts, places that you like to go, and some places you'd like to try. Are you finding that they're making some good offers for you to get you to come in? Because, you know, probably a decade ago, I mean, restaurants were just jammed. It seemed like nobody even ever cooked. So it had to be pretty sweet for the people who own those establishments. Well, and you know, I'm a big steak chick. I'm all about the beef, and I'm not afraid to say it for all the vegetarians that are always pounding me about that. So I'm thrilled to have a successful restaurateur on this show with us. His name is Rick Wells, and he's actually owns a couple of places, and most notably, if you are ever in McKinney, Texas, for people listening to us in Texas and around Texas, but if you even get in this area, a lot of guys back east I know coming on business, you have to check out Rick's Chop House. I understand it's the best steak in town. Hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm fine, Kate. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Now, you heard what I said. Has it been a bounce back? What have you found? You're somebody who's not new to this game. Was I right about that? Like, you know, 11, 10 years ago, it seemed like nobody even cooked. Everybody was eating out.
Well, definitely 10 years ago, it was kind of a heyday for restaurants, for sure. So the last couple of years have definitely been a stretch for most restaurateurs in the country. Fortunately for us in McKinney, McKinney's 25 miles north of Dallas. We haven't had it as tough as most people, but we've definitely saw a slowdown in our business.
So when you've got people that are counting, you know, you have vendors, you have waiters, waitresses, all that kind of stuff. So and plus yourself and your family, you got to feed a bunch of people. What is it that you do to try to keep things rolling? If you're just, you know, if you've seen a little bit of slowdown in the business, what do you do?
You know, the biggest thing that we do, Kate, is what I call Southern hospitality. I mean, we make you feel welcome when you come into our restaurants, and we take this really, really good care of you. And because of that, I think people come back. You know, we do a pretty extensive system that we know people's names. We know, you know, where their kids go to college, you know, what their favorite things are. And we try to go above and beyond when you walk into our door to kind of know who you are and know what you like. And that's from pulling the chairs out, opening the doors, but really just kind of to get to know our consumer. And because of that, I think people come back to our restaurants.
So the tip is then you have to really go that extra mile. You can't slack off in any area, because if people have less money to spend, you want to make it a big deal that they'll come back to you.
You know, big time. You know, it was funny when the economy started kind of going, you know, south a few years ago, you read a lot of stuff about how restaurants were getting back to service. And, you know, I would read those things and just going, well, why did they ever leave? You know, and they left because of what you talked about before I got on the phone with you. They left because so many people were coming that they got away from taking great care of the guest. You know, when you go out to eat, you definitely want to have a good meal, but you want to be taken care of.
Right.
You know, I mean, you want to be, you know, you want the waiter to think about things before you need them and just kind of be there. And you know, I think restaurants were kind of going through a time where they forgot to really why people came out. They came out for a good meal, but they also came out to be taken care of and be served. And I think as an industry, we kind of got away from that. And thank goodness, you know, our company didn't. Mainly because we've invested a lot of money, and I've built 18 restaurants around the country, and been doing this since I was 12 years old, and I'm 48, so I've been doing it for 36 years, and I really always believe that the best thing that makes people come back, or the number one thing that makes people come back, is service to the guest.
Well, so you've been doing this since you were 13, so this was your passion from the get go. Did you just like to hang out and watch everybody cook when you were a kid? What got you down this alley? How did you go in this direction?
You know, my parents, like I say, bought their first restaurant when I was 12 years old, and I just kind of, I was raised in kitchens, and I was raised on dining room floors. And so as I grew up, it became a passion of mine to go out and build restaurants, and it's kind of my creative, you know, outlet as well, to build and to have people walk into your restaurants and go, you know, kind of stretch their imagination, so to speak, rather than being in a building that was, you know, the Chop House is in a building that's 125 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so just that artistic freedom that we have. But, yeah, it's been doing a long time.
So then you probably know how to make a really good steak, don't you?
I make the best steaks in Texas.
Oh, I'm starving just listening to you say that. Well, you have to give us a secret. Give me a secret. If I don't have time to run down to your place, and everybody in Kentucky doesn't have time to get there, what's the difference? Is it the cut of the meat? I grew up back east, and so it was about going to the butcher, and the butcher, it was always about the cut of meat. Is it the cut of meat to start with?
going back to butchers, and most people don't go to butchers anymore, so they don't have that relationship with somebody that can really talk to them a lot about their beef. And really, a good cut of meat is it's done before you start cooking it. It really is. It's a cut of meat. How is the product handled? Was it aged correctly? We wet age our beef 28 days, and we have very strong relationships with two vendors. There's only two people that I buy all my beef from. And so that relationship and getting a good cut of beef is key to an outstanding steak.
Okay, so I'm all about the filet. I'm a filet person. I know that's a girly thing, I guess, although I know a lot of men that like filets instead of the ribeyes and stuff. But what would you, should you salt it down before you throw it in the pan, or what would you say?
Well, you know, definitely a steak needs a little love, and we call it a little love salt and pepper. So, mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to take, if I'm grilling at home, I'm going to take my steaks out about an hour mm-hmm. before I cook them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to salt and pepper them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to let them get almost kind of room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make that steak cook a lot more even mm-hmm. and a lot better on the grill.
Mm.
So that's a little tip that a lot of people don't do.
That's my first mistake.
They don't pull their steaks out and let them, you know, kind of get to almost room temperature, so to speak.
Yeah, I don't do that. That's funny that you said that. Put the butter in the pan, salt it, and pepper it, and I've never left it out, ever.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, when I say room temperature, it's obviously not going to get to room temperature in an hour. But, you know, just to pull that steak out maybe 30, 45 minutes or an hour before you cook it.
Uh-huh.
Salt and pepper it.
Uh-huh.
You'll be amazed how the difference of the taste profile that steak has because you've done that small little technique.
All right. Tips from Rick. Rick, thanks for coming on the show, and I wish you continued success, and to all the restaurateurs out there that are making it a difference every day, I guess.
Kate, thank you for having me on. And when you get close to Dallas, come see me in McKinney. I would love to cook you a steak.
All right, I'm taking you up on that. I want to be in the kitchen and watch you. Can I watch you?
We will cook one together.
That's great. I'm taking you up on that. We're going to take a camera, so we're going to post it on America Tonight's website. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Have a great night.
You too. All right, how about that? You hear that steak? I love it. And see, this is what I've been doing wrong the whole time. How many of you guys, come on. How many men are listening to me, your grillers? Do you leave your steak out first? No. You take it out of the refrigerator, throw it on a plate. Maybe it's out there a couple of minutes, and then poof, voila. Ugh. Can you imagine? Started when you were 13 years old, but that's that family business thing where you just, you know, you just are raised in it and you don't know any better, so you foolishly go in the same direction. No, it sounds like a lot of fun. Stay with us.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Today.
Lightening things up. They're just talking about steak and whatnot. The weekends were made for kicking back and enjoying the kids, a steak, a ball game or two, perhaps even a movie. So each week we give you our little sneak preview into what's at the box office. Some of it good, some of it turns out to be not such great stuff. And usually the closer you get to the summer, the better the movies are. Actually, when you get to Memorial Day, that's a big weekend. That's a big box office weekend. Sometimes 4th of July weekend, also big in those summer months, and then things turn back around again when you get to the holidays. And a lot of that has to do with the timing of the Oscars. And speaking of the Oscars are coming up this weekend, so quickly we'll roll through that stuff as well. This weekend at the movies, Johnny Depp, don't know if you're a fan of his, boy's got some interesting things that he's done in the past, and some of the things that, you know, whether it was the pirate movies or some of the work, the earlier work he did, he has great range, he really does. And I don't know how this will play. The previews look interesting, and we're going to let you hear some of the preview here from the trailer, but the movie is called Alice in Wonderland.
Hey, place. Like no place on earth. Some say to survive it, you need to be as mad as a hatter. Which luckily, I am. Alice, it's you. You're back.
Alice!
Alice!
The Alice? You're absolutely Alice. I'd know you anywhere.
You're all late for tea!
Alice has returned to Wonderland.
Since you've been gone, the Red Queen has taken over all of Wonderland.
Spider!
Help us make the world right again.
Oh, my God! I need a pig here. I love a warm pig belly for my aching feet. Stop that. We have our champion.
Hold me tightly.
This is impossible.
And if you believe it is.
Wow, that kind of just sucks you in, doesn't it? I don't know. If you know anything about Alice in Wonderland, I think this is a different version of Alice in Wonderland. The next movie might be one that you could take the kids to. And in fact, I think it is. It's an animated deal. It's called The Secret of the Kells.
I've lived too many ages.
Definitely a G-rated affair, action adventure, that kind of deal. Good news, it's an hour. You know, kids get tired after a while. Don't want to sit in the seat for a long time. It's an hour and 15 minutes, and it's about this young Brendan who's in a medieval outpost, and the barbarians are raining down upon him. But he's an adventurer, and he gets to a new life, and he's a master illustrator. It's a when a celebrated master illustrator comes from a foreign land carrying an unfinished book, there's all this secret wisdom in it and powers, and you can just let your imagination run wild, or better yet, your kid's imagination. How's that? This next one definitely is not a kid's flick. It is getting a little bit of buzz, and it's got a lot of well-known actors, and it's called Brooklyn's Finest.
It's your first day, kid. Today, when we get hit,
day after that, it's a murder. You got 20 years of days. This job takes enough out of you. Don't take it home.
BK Project. Highest primary and the highest crime precinct.
Watch what he walking.
Watch your mouth.
Blink, blink, blink.
One cop struggling to keep his cover.
These cats I know uptown, they want to buy from us.
They sound real confident.
I trust them, man. I wouldn't even come to you with this unless I did.
Set it up.
I want my life back, Bill.
And I'm working on it.
Work harder.
One cop desperate to support his family.
We're expecting twins. We need a new house.
I don't have all the money.
No, that's not a problem. The situation is complicated, that's all.
One cop just trying to get by.
Don't you want to do something useful for your last 2 minutes on the job?
No, really. It's going to be all right, I promise you.
They got millions of dollars sitting in office, all drug money. Far be it from me to wag my finger at somebody who's looking out for himself.
What are you doing?
How much longer are you going to be dodging bullets, man? These streets got an expiration date on them.
It's just good to know we got some real fam out there.
You do this, you got detective first grade.
He retires in a few days.
Phew. You're done.
We're all imperfect creatures. We were led to sin. Pray for forgiveness.
I don't want God's forgiveness. I want his help.
Say, Michael, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
Said if we are, you can call me Caesar. In a dark Caesar, we follow the leader.
All right, this has it all. Cops crossing the line, not crossing the line, drugs, retirement, everything you can imagine. It's a long movie, 2 hours, 5 minutes. So then you throw in the fact that you got to be there early. It's opening. Yeah.
It's your first day, kid.
Opening week is crazy at usually for films like this. It's action, adventure, drama, thriller, crime, all that sort of stuff. It's rated RRR, not for kids. But I think you pretty much get that if you're listening to me and you heard that trailer, you know that. And the cast is one of those big bad casts. They all wanted to work together. You have like Richard Gere and Don Cheadle and Ethan Hawke and Wesley Snipes and, you know, Brian O'Byrne and Lily Taylor and, you know, I mean, it's like anyone who's anyone is in this movie. I'm wondering what they paid them in. How much, you know, we'll split the share at the box office because it's such a giant cast. But it is getting some interesting reviews. If you like especially police type movies and the good cops and the bad cops and questioning life kind of things, then you'll probably like that. This is a big weekend for Hollywood because it's the annual Oscar deal. And I don't know if any of you have seen any of the pictures that are nominated or not. We've talked about this briefly before in between all the politics and everything else that we've talked about. But there's 10 pictures up, and the pictures that are up include Avatar and The Hurt Locker. When we come back on the flip side, just some predictions for fun. Also birthdays and this day in history as well. We'll throw that in with a twist, so stay here.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword.
politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams, but I could hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's on our way, but I can see the fire.
All right, as I said, this is a big weekend for the movie, folks, because it's award time for the Oscars, and there's no greater prize. It's like the Super Bowl in the movie business. And no matter what anyone says, you know how they always say, it's an honor to be nominated, and that could be true, but there is something to winning. Whether or not these actors make more money or get more opportunities or whatever, who cares? And I don't really care that much about the awards, other than it is interesting to find out how peers voted, because that's what it is for them. It's the peers who ultimately vote. And because movies, that's frankly my escape, and I know many of you feel the same way, whether you escape with kids, books, whatever it is. I mean, 24 hours, you're not pounding it, and I think it's good to do that. A lot of times that's what the movies enable us to do, or perhaps there's even a greater thing that can come out of a movie, something motivational. Maybe you hate the script so much and the message that you are lobbying against that movie. No, I'm kidding. Whatever it is. So for Best Picture, and we're including, this is what I love, we're going to include Donovan Mattson, who does such a fabulous job for us here on America Tonight. He's not a big movie guy. I don't even know if he's seen any of these movies. It's like the whole thing that I say with Nail the Score. It's like, you know, lottery picks sometimes, although this is a little more political because there's a lot of lobbying that goes behind these pictures. So for best picture, you got to pay attention here, Donovan. We have Avatar, which is James Cameron. You know, he's done a slew of movies, including the other big blockbuster, the Titanic. The Blind Side, District 9, and Education, The Hurt Locker, Inglourious Basterds, Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire, A Serious Man, Up in the Air. Those are the movies. I've seen I haven't seen A Serious Man. I haven't seen Precious. I haven't seen An Education, and I haven't seen The Blind Side. Of the movies that are listed, the two that are getting the biggest buzz are Avatar and Hurt Locker. Hurt Locker, it's in part because Kathryn Bigelow is the director, and it's a female director, and no female director has ever won for Best Director, which she's up for. But the movie has a lot of buzz because it's the wartime situation. The guy who wrote the original book was a journalist who was embedded with a group in Iraq, and what they encounter, it's interesting as far as bombs and what could happen to them. And those that have been there say that is pretty true to life. There may be some things they would question, but not the actual what it's like in the streets and that kind of stuff. And I did like that part of it. So I say Hurt Locker gets Best Picture, but nothing stood out as incredible, and usually comedies don't get it. What do you think? Because you're just shooting, you're like throwing darts at a board, Donovan. What are you going for Best Picture?
Well, believe it or not, I actually did see one of those.
District 9!
Yeah, I saw District 9, which made me feel profoundly uncomfortable, which I kind of liked about that. So that would actually be my pick, although in all seriousness, I doubt the Academy is going to be interested in a South African picture for Best Picture. They usually don't seem to like to go to foreign films very much.
No, you know, that's true. I saw District 9, and I think I feel the same way you did. It did make me feel a little bit uncomfortable. Once you get over that, then you're looking at other themes in it, I guess, and it just, I didn't know too much about it. And I liked it, I guess, after all, but I don't think it'll win Best Picture. Actor in a leading role is Jeff Bridges for Crazy Heart, George Clooney for Up in the Air. I know people are tuning in saying, why isn't she railing about healthcare? She's always railing about healthcare. Why isn't she talking about the Pentagon? Because we've talked about it ad nauseum, and so we're taking a break from that. Colin Firth, A Single Man, didn't see it. Morgan Freeman, Invictus. I bet he was good in that. Jeremy Renner, The Hurt Locker. Because I think he was really good in his portrayal, I'm saying Jeremy Renner in The Hurt Locker. You can make an argument for a bunch of those other guys, though, absolutely. Morgan Freeman, veteran actor. He's never won an Oscar, I don't think. So, yeah, I don't think so. And he played Nelson Mandela in that role. They could go to him. Jeff Bridges, people love him in Hollywood. He played this crazy cat, you know, guy traveling around doing the music scene, and people like that movie. So maybe Jeff Bridges, who knows? What do you think?
I'd go with Morgan Freeman.
He would be a sentimental favorite. Okay, I think Donovan could be right on that one. Morgan Freeman, he's got great pipes, doesn't he? He's been in some movies that I love. Okay, so he says Morgan Freeman. We move to that, to actor in a supporting role, Matt Damon for the same movie, Invictus. Woody Harrelson for The Messenger. I heard he was good in that. Christopher Plummer, The Last Station. Stanley Tucci, The Lovely Bones. Ooh, I saw that movie. That was brutal. Christoph Waltz for Inglourious Basterds. Earlier, Don in Wyoming called in. He said he thinks Christoph Waltz wins it for his portrayal in that movie. I'm going to say Stanley Tucci gets it for Lovely Bones. He was evil in that movie, and he did a good job. So I'm going to say he gets it. What do you think?
I'm going to agree with you. The Academy seems to like darker portrayals over the last few years.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And so that would be a stretch, and that's the whole thing. You know, it's like they sometimes in changing your physical being, that seems to work for the for women. We've seen that happen, like Nicole Kidman, and there was Charlize Theron, and, you know, I can name some others. But actress in a leading role, Sandra Bullock for The Blind Side. People really like her. Helen Mirren, The Last Station. Carrie Mulligan in Education. Gabrielle Sidibe, I think that's how you say her name, for Precious. She's gotten a lot of buzz. Meryl Streep for Julie and Julia. Can't imagine that. I mean, Meryl Streep, she, like, owns a piece of Hollywood, doesn't she? I don't see that. Helen Mirren's already gotten one. Meryl Streep's already gotten one. If they went with Sandra Bullock, that would be something completely out of left field. They could, I don't know. I'm going to go with Sandra Bullock. I'm going to say Sandra Bullock. What do you think?
Once again, I have to agree with you.
Oh, we're on the same page. Because she's liked, and part of this is a political popularity contest. So, and, you know, she does a lot of good things for a lot of people, charities and that kind of stuff, which charity isn't playing to it. I'm just saying, peers vote for it, and there's that natural inclination. She was excellent in the role, from what I'm told from everybody who's seen it. So it wouldn't take away from that, but that's part of the deal. Actress in a supporting role. Penelope Cruz, Vera, she's in Nine. Vera Farmiga, she's in Up in the Air. Oh, I saw her in a movie that was really haunted me called The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. Maggie Gyllenhaal, Crazy Heart. Anna Kendrick, Up in the Air. Monique from Precious, and she got some good buzz off of that one. Ooh, this is a tough one. Penelope Cruz won last year. She's not going to win this year, not for Nine. I doubt it. I'd be stunned. I'm going to say this is tough. I'm going to say Maggie Gyllenhaal gets it for Crazy Heart. What do you think?
I'm going to go with Monique.
Yeah, Monique's a good pick. Okay, he goes with Monique. That's not a bad pick. I go with Maggie. We'll see. She's been nominated before. We're like eating up all the time with this. I'm sure someone's driving there saying, is this Kate Delaney? Is this America Tonight? I can't believe it. What's going on? I think we have... Or have we not wrapped this all up? I think we've wrapped this all up. Yeah. We're done. We got it. We got the big main ones here, other than, I guess, director, and we know that comes down to James Cameron for Avatar, Catherine Bigelow for The Hurt Locker, Quentin Tarantino, ooh, I like him, and Glorious Bastards, Lee Daniels for Precious, Up in the Air, Jason Reitman, he did a good job in directing that movie. I'm going to say it's Catherine Bigelow, makes history, woman, breaks the glass ceiling, The Hurt Locker. What do you think?
That's tough. It's either Catherine or it comes down to James Cameron. Just because, you know, he's the easy, obvious choice.
You can't pull an Obama on me. You got to pick one.
I'll go with James Cameron.
James Cameron! All right, Donovan, throwing darts at the dartboard. Actually, so am I, so who knows. If you're watching the Oscars, enjoy it. Sorry we didn't get to those birthdays. I know you're so disappointed. Have a good one.